Hello, Lindsay here from the Queen of Easy Green. Believe it or not, after that fantastic weather we've just had over the weekend, it's now getting colder and the nights are drawing in. So that means that our energy use is beginning to climb. So today I've got some Easy Green money saving energy tips to help you reduce your bills, which won't cost the earth. First of all, draft proofing. You know, draft proofing your home is one of the cheapest and easiest ways to save energy and money by sealing gaps around window frames, doors, loft hatches and letterboxes with foam fillers and weather stripping. You can save yourself £55 a year. And also, don't forget those old-fashioned but highly effective snake draft excluders. You know, the ones that Grandma used to have. Well, these also have their place, but these days you can actually get clever slide-on draft excluders which slide onto the base of your door, meaning you can still open and shut it with ease. And some great ones available over on Nigel's Eco Store. Lining your loft. Did you know that 25% of heat escapes through the roof of an uninsulated home? Again, very easy to do and relatively low cost, and insulating your loft could reduce your energy bills by as much as £175 a year. A great website for further information on that is thinkinsulation.com. Programming your boiler. Why have the boiler running all day when you're going to be out? Just have it come on in the morning, first thing in the morning, so it's nice and warm, and then again in the evening when you come home. Talking on thermostats, did you know by turning your thermostat down by 1 degree, say from 19 to 20, you could actually save up to 10% on your energy bills and you'd hardly notice the difference. You can also save energy by adjusting your individual thermostatic radiator valve to suit every room. So if you've got a guest room that you hardly use, turn it down and make sure that you just keep the temperature of the rooms that you do use how you like it. In fact, the thermostatic radiator valves, they're not recommended if you have radiator covers, you know, those fancy filigree types that people put around the radiators to make them look more attractive. The thermostatic radiator valve actually senses the temperature immediately around it. So if you've got one of those on it, it could actually think the room is warmer than it is. So make sure you take that off to get all the maximum heat out of the radiator. Actually, talking about getting the most out of your radiator, I don't know if you know, but 40% of heat produced by radiators can be lost into walls. So a way to get the maximum out of the heat that you're actually paying for is to use some radiator reflectors. These are laminated foil panels that you simply drop down the back, and they help heat distribution and they also save energy. There's two there that I would recommend you looking at, is Heatkeeper and Radfleck. So that's it for now. If you want more energy-saving tips and eco-friendly products, pop over to www.queenofeasygreen.co.uk and stay tuned, because I'm going to be coming back soon with some easy ways that you can save water in the home. Until then, see you soon and stay warm.